Okay, Houston, I'm up to frame number 30 on Mag A, Charlie's camera, and I just finished shooting sort of a partial pan out the front window. Man, this place is, it's not anywhere flat around here.
Very good, John. A30.
It's rolling terrain, and I really don't believe we're going to have any trouble at all getting up on the side of that hill. Although the slopes, I don't know, I mean, the slopes up toward the crown look like maybe 20 degrees. We have to take that very carefully.
That
first pitch is pretty, it's like about 10 degrees, but from there up to Cinco and Echo, it gets rather steep there.
How about Boulder?
It is just like we described. It's very bitchy on Stone Mount.
Boulder's
well, we landed in a block field, you know.
Right. Can you see any up on Stone?
Maybe there is. When we get closer to it, we'll be able to tell better. I see some funny shadows up on top of it.
Any problem with trafficability out on the EGA
1
Tony,
It's going to be a piece of cake, I think.
Tony, the problem is looks like finding a flat spot to deploy the outset, but it's just hummocky, rolling terrain with 4 or 5 meter ridges.
Yeah, 100 meters from here is going to be on the side of a hill.
We could probably put it over the left there, John. Tony, I looked out down about 4,000 feet, assessing North Ray area. There were some large blocks. Maybe 5% of the surface up around the rim, but as you look back towards Palmetto, they really petered out in a hurry, and I think we're going to be in good shape going that way.
Good show.
One final comment here until I get back to work. In my 1 o'clock position, about 30 meters out, just beyond the limb shadow, well, about twice as far as the limb shadow, there is a secondary crater with a large meter-sized block still in it. It looks like it formed the secondary, and it's got black and white, the top 3% or 5% of the block is black and white, and apparent below that is solid white. Over.
Very good.
And those black and white blocks, you can see them all over the place.
Is the crater round or is it oblong? Can you get a direction?
Yeah, it looks like to me it came from South Ray. It's oblong, stoved in towards Palmetto, just like those ones down at the Cape that they dug out with a bulldozer.
I guess I have to stick to my earlier guess that we were about maybe 200 meters north and 100 meters long past Double Spot, the northernmost crater of it. But we'll see as soon as we get out, because this is the first place I was ever at on a geology trip that I thought I knew where I was when I started.
Ah, come on, you always got it.
After about 2 or 3 hours, we always got it.
Are you through with your cabin prep there?
Charlie's loading the ETB. Can't put one guy do that at a time because it's too crowded over here.
Okay. The one thing we would like you to see if you could decide before you get out is where you would put outset.
Well, we'll keep looking at it, but the trouble is, right in front of us, about 50 meters, There's a ridge, and I don't know what's on the other side of that ridge. Out about 100 meters, I can see a lot of blocks, but I can't tell whether craters out there or not because we're at zero phase. I just don't think we can make a prediction at this point.
Okay, we copy that.
Those blocks around South Ray are about the widest blocks I've ever seen. They're around the rim of that one.
Okay, and John, about the time we saw that separator spin down, we saw a rise in the suit loop pressure. We'd like you to confirm that you connected the suit hoses, blue to blue and red to red. The storage on the wall.
Tony, that's affirmative, blue to blue and red to red.
Okay.
That was on the wall. Now they're disconnected. The blues are disconnected at this point.
Okay, we copy. Just to put your mind at rest a little bit about EVA-1, we're looking at a pretty nominal EVA-1. We'll probably give you some new targets for the UV camera.
Okay.
We can do that real time. And we won't have the TV when you get out. We'll get it when you get to look through up. But otherwise, it looks pretty nominal right now.
Roger, Tony. Okay, Tony, I've got the EVA maps out, and as I can see, gather here, we got two maps and one return chart. Is that what you agree with?
Okay, we'll work that a second. Okay, Tony, that looks good here.
Okay, I'm going to leave the... optimistically leave the walk and traverse map in the cabin.
Alright.
Okay, Tony, the ETB stowed over in my corner.
Okay, very good.
And you know, in training I could barely lift this thing, and it's 1/6, it's one finger.
That just tells me we should do more work on the moon.
I'll say. How's the ECS looking to you there, Tony?
Right now, it's looking pretty good.
Okay, Tony, we've done all of your sequence here. We got the suits off and stowed, the cabin configured. And I guess we're ready to go to eat period and bed down, okay?
Okay, I've got a little bit of checklist change I'd like to read up to you here when you're ready. It's in the surface checklist.
Go ahead.
Okay, this debriefing with Houston will be at 10628. The time now is 10635, so we're real close on that. Your eat period is to start at 10643. And then the PLIS and O2 and H2O recharge will skip. The feed water recharge will skip. And on to the next stage, the pre-sleep at 10728. And we'll skip the computer work there, that first line in the pre-sleep. And the rest period will begin. Right, and the rest period will begin at 10753. And the number 8, the next step will be at 11553. That'll be post-sleep. Again, in that section, 3/4 of the way down the page, we'll skip the computer work. And the eat period will be at 11618.
Nearby. Hey, you lost me, Tony. Okay, here we go on page 37, post-sleep. Go ahead.
Roger. Post-sleep on page 37. Step 8 there, or my number 8, is at 11553. That's post-sleep. And then three quarters of the way down that page under post leads, there's some computer work, Pro Verb 37 Inner. We'll drop all that. Each period will begin at 1:16:18. And the last line on that column is top off plus 02, we'll delete. Okay, on the EVA-2 planning with Houston, we'll skip all that. And then we'll don suits on the next page, 3-8. We'll don suits at 1:17:03. Okay, and at the end of that page, we'll...
Copy.
Okay, at the end of that page, we'll go to page 2-5.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll prep for EVA-1 at 1:17:53. And then from then on, we're nominal.
Okay, at 2-5, what was the time?
1:17:53.
Okay, copy. Let me go through this now. Okay, we've got the PGAs. EVA debriefing with Houston comes next. Step 2. Step 3 is E period.
Okay, Charlie.
Turn a page. Step 4. Go ahead.
Okay, just to get our steps numbered straight here, I guess the planning numbers to these things. The debriefing with Houston is step 4. E period is step 5. And the times you read were right. And then the priest leads to step 6, and each number goes on from there.
Okay, pre-sleep is 6. Then we wake up for post-sleep, and it's number 7.
Right. Rest period is number 7.
Then we get a... Oh, okay, rest period is 7, I see, okay. And then 8 is post-sleep?
That's affirmative.
And skipping the computer activity stuff, number 9 is eat period, and we delete the top off the plus. We turn the page, we skip EVA-2 planning, we turn the page, and step don suits is next.
All right, that's number 10.
And then step 10. Okay, then we go to 2-5, and we're just about back to nominal land.
Right, and that's step 11 on 2-5.
Copy.
Okay, have a good meal.